Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 88. Today, we're going to talk about the wrong way to update your estate plan. Now, years ago, I had a gentleman come and he had a trust and he had some provisions in the trust that he no longer wanted anymore. That there were lists of who was to receive the distributions from his trust when he passed away. He didn't want those people to receive the assets anymore, so he crossed them out and he initialed them. That created a lot of problems. First of all, he did not write in anything else about who was supposed to receive those distributions. So he had a trust that purportedly did not give any assets to anyone after he passed away. Another problematic thing about the way he did it was potentially unclear about who made those changes. Now, sure, he did initial those changes, but there's still potential problem. Someone could say, well, he did not do that. Someone else did his initials. There's just no safeguards in that way of doing things on a document as important as a trust or a will. Generally speaking, you do not want to ever write in your estate planning documents. The documents are created. They are signed a particular way. Here in Ohio and in Michigan, we notarize certain documents. We have certain documents witnessed by two witnesses. And any changes that you make to those documents need to be executed the exact same way so that it's clear that they were executed with the proper formalities, that they were done by you and there were witnesses or there's a notary who can testify if needed about the fact that you did that and it was your free will, that these are your wishes. So let's say, for example, you have a power of attorney and you name someone as the agent under the power of attorney. You don't want that person to be the agent anymore. So you cross that person's name off and write someone else's name in there and you put your initials there. Well, when that new person purporting to act as your agent takes that power of attorney to your bank or your financial advisor, they will most likely not have that power of attorney honored because of the question of whether or not that's valid. The question of whether or not you did that and these are your wishes. So what you need to do is you need to go to your attorney, have a new power of attorney drafted that has the names of the people you now want as the agents under that power of attorney, sign it in the way that's required by your state law, and that is an effective change to the estate plan document for you. In a will, if you have a will and you want to make changes to it, do not cross it off. Do not initial changes. Go to your attorney, have a new will drafted, or you can do what's called a codicil to a will. It's just an amendment to the will. Have the new will or the codicil reflect the changes you want made. Have that either will or codicil signed and formalized in a way that conforms to your state's laws. For example, it needs to be signed by you in the presence of two witnesses who also sign in your presence. That's the requirements in Ohio. If you have a trust, you want to do an amendment, and the amendment should be drafted to change this particular section or this particular article. You sign it, it's notarized, and it's very clear that these are your wishes and these are the changes that can be made. So when you have a professional help you make these changes, you can be sure that the changes will be accurate, that when you take people out, new people will be put in their place where they need to be. There won't be any gaps in your plan. And there also won't be any questions about whether or not these are your wishes, that you made these changes, and whether or not these changes are valid. So when you're doing changes to your estate plan, make sure that you are meeting with your estate planning attorney who can help you through that process and make those changes and make them effective and make them stick for you. So if you have questions about your own estate plan and you want to talk to one of our attorneys, if you are in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you with that. You can reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.